Welcome to Sewindipity on naturechannel.fm. Join Shelley Levis, where she will explore gardening trends, homesteading techniques, and useful tips that will help your garden grow. Shelley will share the latest gardening gadgets on the market today, discuss eco-friendly gardening methods, and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Special guests will reveal their gardening secrets and advice on how you can create a garden just about anywhere, whether it be a small urban balcony or a large open backyard. Gardening should be easy and gardening should be fun. Prepare to be inspired to get growing with Shelley Levis on Sewindipity here at naturechannel.fm.
Hello, all you plant geeks, eco warriors, and gardenpreneurs out there. You are listening to Sewindipity live on naturechannel.fm, and I am your host talking to you from Fraser Valley in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. Boy, do I ever have a wonderful guest on today. A real eco warrior that we have here today, and he's really turned a product that was the whole science behind vermiculture into a product that now you can actually purchase and use as an organic fertilizer for your own garden. I'd like to welcome Stephen DeVlue, his role as a CEO and founder of Earthworm Technologies. Welcome, Stephen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, we're so thrilled to have you here today. I mean, like I was saying to you before we started the show, that your product really is innovative. And it's, taking something that would, people try to do the worm bins and do it their own themselves, but some of them don't want to get all icky and they want just the one have the benefits of it. some people just can't do it, right?
There's definitely a process. There's definitely a process to it.
There is. And it's just kind of, people understand, they get the concept behind how important it is. But I mean, I've got, my husband, we go out into the garden and he sees a spider. He's like, ah, and I'm just like, I know a spider. It's like, relax.
Isn't he supposed to be like the manly man, like, taking the spider and taking it outside? that's you in the family. So, you're the one.
I know. It's really funny. And it's myself. If it's in the house, it's a totally different ball game. But when it's out in the garden, I accept that that's their environment. That's where
right.
They're supposed to be.
And well, and they're helping out, right? So
they are. They actually are. Believe it or not, as creepy crawly as they are. So I wanted to get a little bit to know you a little bit more. And I understand we know we'll talk about the company a little bit more in a minute here, but let's just chat about what your bit of your background story. Like, let's back up a little bit before you got started into this industry.
Sure. How far would you like me to go back?
When I was 3 years old.
Yeah, exactly. I'm originally from Belgium, and I moved to the United States when I was young, and I ended up studying here and going to University of Chicago. A little bit of a different background, more of a business background. I ended up going get my MBA after college, and I did a lot of time sort of in the consulting and investment banking, actually, parts of the world, and invested in small businesses for a long time.
Wow.
That was a very stressful career, and as part of sort of the stress relief for me, it took a long time to kind of figure out my little thing, my little stress relief, and that ended up being gardening.
Right.
And what's interesting about that is, even as a child, I was always extremely nature oriented. I'm a pro life, pro nature, pro environment, pro animals, pro everything. I always had lots of dogs and hamsters and things like that, and we loved having plants around. And so years ago I started going organic, doing organic gardening, this more than 10 years ago. And as part of my nature, I'm very analytical, so I tend to not just kind of not use pesticides, but I end up going out and buying tons and tons of books and reading the ins and outs and reading the microbiology books and things like that. So I tend to know, a lot more about what I'm doing. So I was doing that over the years, and eventually I was obviously composting, and then wanted to go just a step further and started vermicomposting, because that's kind of a good way of trying to do something about your food waste, which we typically, I was going to say the United States, but in the United States, Canada, and even the rest of the world, it's not something we focused on yet. Not really the way we should is taking care of our food waste. We still, take over 97% of our food waste and shove it in the landfills. And you know, it's lack. You know, when you go into the sort of technical aspects of that, when you cap something and take away the oxygen, it turns away, you know, turns everything into an anaerobic sort of process. So methane is basically created by that, which is 25 times worse than carbon dioxide. And so lots of things going on. I wanted to do something for my family. And then in that process, when I came in, you know, sort of vermiculture, I started obviously digging into that and learning about the microbiology of soil and stumbled upon, you know, upon basically this amazing organic fertilizer that not many people know about. I mean, I run into a lot of people that, you know, buy our products and they're like, oh yeah, we know about worms, we know about the you know, the fungi and the protozoa and things like that, but not many people do. And so what worm castings create, and when you can figure out a process where you can really refine those worm castings, so you have a lot of purity of the product, because there's another aspect of it called vermicompost, which is sort of a mixture of compost and worm castings. But you have such a, just an amazing, powerful, you know, soil additive, and it's everything, you know, the nitrogen, the phosphorus, calcium, magnesium, everything is already in a form that plants and flowers love to take up in their roots. So you're not leaching, you know, most of the one products that we get in the sort of Home Depots and big garden stores, you know, they're urea-based, they're very high. Those NPK levels, right, the numbers that are really high. You know, so many times people come at, you know, they ask us, you know, what's in your stuff, and we get it, you know, tested scientifically, so we have all our nutrients, but all our nutrient levels are very low, and that's because it's purely, you know, that's the pure form of that macronutrient that is able to be taken up by the plants. When you're looking at a bottle in, you know, say the Home Depot, and say you have 10-10-10 sort of NPK, well, your plant's not taking up 10% of all that stuff. It's wasting away 90% of that, you know, especially when it rains, all that stuff leaches out. So, you know, there's been
needs,
a lot of
right?
re-educating. Sorry?
And it takes what it needs, you know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's not in a form, it's not in a form yet. It takes a little while for everything to kind of convert properly into nitrates and things like that that the plant needs. So, you know, we go around and we write blogs and talk to people, go to nature centers and try to basically re-educate people. Because I think in the early 1900s, people knew what they were doing and they knew about composting and vermicomposting. And the big, you know, sort of chemical corporations have come in and kind of, you know, the last couple of decades and last couple of generations are we just don't really know those concepts anymore, you know.
Agreed.
So
I
brought that all back.
I think that it just became very handy just to go out and purchase a blue bottle, you know what I mean?
Rather than
actually understand and learn it for yourself. And, you know, after you got an opportunity to really understand the science behind this and you started creating create your own, obviously,
mm-hmm.
For your own use. And so where did you take the leap that said, hey, the light bulb went on and you went, everybody should be able to have access to this as well. Like, well, how did you go from being a home user to somebody who's creating a product?
Well, you know what it was? It's funny because it wasn't the typical entrepreneurial sort of start. It wasn't like, hey, I just this stuff is amazing. I gotta start selling this. It was more of like the other side of that, which is, oh my God, we're throwing away 97% of our food waste in the landfills and we need to do something about this.
Right.
So the beginnings of Earthworm Technologies are rooted in environmentalism. So I hadn't flushed out exactly how I was going to do it, if it was going to be a service or a product or what I was going to do. But what I wanted to do was increase our ability to convert food waste that was going in the landfills and convert it into something better. So,
right.
And convert it into vermicompost and worm castings and things like that. So things started as actually a food scrap recycling program in my area.
Okay.
I wanted to encourage people not to throw stuff in the garbage. You know, so we went around, we educated, we created a recycling program. We pick up food waste once a week, talk to local grocery stores, residential neighborhoods, things like that. And, of course, then I created a very distinct process because the second tier of that then came through, which is, okay, this stuff is amazing, but you know, if you've done any vermicomposting at home, it's a very different process from the commercial side. Things, you know, when you have a little bucket and you've got some worm castes in there, it's all wet and goopy, and you know, we just take a little bit of that and put on our plants, and it works fantastic. But you can't sell it that way. It doesn't look right.
No,
you know?
can't. No. It doesn't really have much of an appeal as far as
no marketability there. Everybody have a big glass of goop.
Yes, exactly.
So, and also when you're doing it on a larger scale, it's one thing when you're putting 5 pounds of food scraps, which actually is, you know, a lot. There's a whole, you know, I actually have it down. My business background really helped itself in this because I broke it down in Excel spreadsheets and have it down to a formula. You know, I have everything. It's all mathematical. But, you know, when you're doing it on a higher level, you need to really think about your process. So that was, you know, I went through a couple of different iterations, and now it's quite an in-depth process. And when it comes out at the end, it is a very refined, you know, our worm castings are the most refined in the industry. We know because even when you look at the best companies out there, and there's not that many, they're creating worm castings. Their typical, you know, standards are sort of bring it down to 1/8 of an inch. Ours is less than that. So we figured out a way to, and you know, as part of that, you have to dry it, you have to filter it, you have to refine it, and then came the part of okay, we're doing something about the environment as far as food waste. Let's do the second part of this with the environment, which is re-educating people that. All the stuff that they're using currently, yes, it's good. You know, we run into so many gardeners and they're like, well, my stuff, it works. I'm using Bloom Buster, blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, but you're killing the environment. What's the point of growing a sunflower if you're doing it by killing everything else around that sunflower?
That's right. You're doing more harm.
You're doing more harm. So, you know, I had to think of a concept where I could create a very pure, organic gardening product that works really, really well, because that was key. I wanted a very refined premium product, because there's a lot of very subpar products out there and lots of things that we see out there that just, you know, make our skin crawl. So we wanted to make sure we stood for quality. But also I wanted to create some products where it was easy. So, you know, because when we started doing our market research, we ran into people and asked them about, you know, their times, you know, gardening and what makes you frustrated and all those things. And, you know, it's the measuring. If you don't measure enough, and that's the thing with conventional fertilizers, if you don't follow the directions, you are burning your plants, you're killing it. Because it's very urine, high nitrogen, things like that. That will never happen with our products because it's just not built that way. But we wanted to make it easy to garden organically. You know, we found a lot of people these days, the word organic is almost intimidating to people. It's like a strange phenomenon. We've completely been brainwashed over the last 50 years, sort of, you know, post-World War II, you know, the urbanization of all the cities and the way we grow our food, and now we have to, you know, mass produce pesticides to kill everything, then we have to fertilize everything, you know, with crystals, you know, in order to feed everything, because basically we have no natural microbiological aspects to the soil, which we normally need to grow stuff.
No,
so we wanted to do all that.
Destroying it.
Exactly, absolutely destroying it.
I think too, like I always. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say. So we just wanted to make a way that you know, we have products that are made in an environmental way. So we're actually not taking other ingredients from other places. We are actually making our products by taking away food waste and turning it into something amazing. You know, we call it, we like to have poke fun at it because we have a community on Google+ that's all about upcycling, you know, reusing, repurposing things. And we're basically upcycling food waste. You know, we're bringing it back up and into an amazing fertilizer. And then we're creating products so that people can easily garden themselves organically. So there's no more excuses. You know, it's like Bloom Pucks, you know, we can get into that later, but Bloom Pucks, you push it in the ground, you water it, it grows. We've done all the hard work for you, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the key, is to making gardening easy, making it fun, but to get people to do it organically, it has to be easy to do and easy to use. And I think that's what the problem is that it is a lot of times it's a longer route to do the right thing, and people are pressed for time. And it's not that they don't want to, they just don't have the time. So,
and we're
we'll
very results oriented. You know, we want results like
yesterday. Instant.
You know?
Exactly.
Yep.
We're all about the instant. You know what? We're going to get into explaining exactly what vermiculture is right after the break. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on NaturesChannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at Sewindipity.com. Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow. Join the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on natureschannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at sewindipity.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Sewindipity on natureschannel.fm. We have a wonderful guest here today joining us. We're talking about worms. Stephen DeVue is, am I saying that right, DeVue? Am I
saying that right, Stephen?
Say it again. DeVue. I'm going to probably screw it up a couple more times. He is the CEO and founder of Earthworm Technologies and huge environmentalist, and we're just discussing the science behind worms and what they do for naturally in our soils, but turning that into a product that we can use in our gardening every single day. So now, before the break, you were chatting a little bit about the understanding of the vermiculture, and I know that you've obviously done a ton of research. So you are a certified plant geek, my dear friend.
I definitely am.
In order for you to understand, and appreciate what plants need and stuff like that, you got to really dig deep into understanding the biology and the botany behind it and all that jazz. So you've become a full bona fide plant geek. But, you went and took this idea of, taking food scrap waste. I mean, you must have collected so much and got to a point where, now what do I do with all this, right?
It's funny. We also went around and collected cardboard in the beginning as well as a fiber source. So it was quite an interesting experience in the beginning. We documented it a little bit in case we ever want to write a book.
Well, I definitely think that you guys should, because I think it was a fantastic way to really get, we have our blue bins up here in BC, and they are completely where we put all food waste goes in there, even meats and stuff like that goes in there.
Oh,
and they
wow.
use it as Yeah. And I mean, I have my own compost pile, and that's where my clean composting goes. But it's nice to see that we can use food scraps and pizza boxes and all that stuff goes actually into this waste, and it's used for biofuel to actually run the trucks that pick it up. So
Okay,
it's a very cool process. Yep. But cool. I still want to have my own compost for my own gardening needs and for the, you know, obviously for good reasons. Now, let's just explain to people, for someone that has never heard of vermiculture, very simply put, what is it?
Well, you know, vermi is just Latin for worm, you know. So basically, vermiculture has anything to do with, it's the science of basically worm farming. You know, there's different companies, there's different types of organizations. You know, vermiculture can mean several things. You know, there's organizations out there that actually raise worms. So, you know, they sell it to people, you know, fishermen and other people that need worms for composting and things like that. And so we use the science of vermiculture to process our food, the food scraps, and to turn it into something much more amazing, into our organic gardening products. You know, but our process is quite intense. I mean, in the sort of pursuit of creating a very, you know, very refined, high quality product, we have fine tuned that process. So it's not, you know, some listeners may have vermicomposted in the past, and you know, we've done this as well. Obviously, you know, kind of get a bucket or a Rubbermaid tote, and you put some food waste in there, and some paper shreddings, and some worms, and you go that route. Our process is way beyond that. You know, we say we double compost, because we essentially first do a almost perfect hot composting process, a thermophilic composting, where we have come up with literally a mathematical formula of zoning in on the right carbon to nitrogen ratio of the food scraps that we pick up and a carbon source, and we get that going for about 4 weeks. We make sure that it's above 140 degrees for, you know, it's funny, the organic standards by the composting council says that you have to do that for 3 days to be considered organic. We do that for probably about 2 weeks. So we really keep it up. We want to kill all the pathogens and the wheat seeds, and tomato seeds are the worst.
Tell me about it. I got tomatoes growing everywhere in my garden this year.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they can pass through a bird's, you know, digestive tract. They can, you know, they can be thermophilically composted for a few days, and they will still survive. It's just unbelievable, you know. an unbelievable seed in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. No, it's funny that you say that. I got them growing in all sorts of the weird spots this year. It's funny.
Yeah. Tomatoes for everybody.
Yeah,
salsa
right.
For everybody.
That's right.
But, you know, so we do that thermophilic compost. We, as in part of that process, we also add additional minerals and nutrients that we've come down to and thought, okay, in our end product, we'd like a certain amount of, you know, calcium, magnesium, and we'd like to add a lot of micronutrients and minerals that we don't even find in other products. So we actually add that during that process in a certain formula. And
okay.
Once that's all ready and done, it's not a fully done compost, but it's mostly there. We'll take that, and then we'll feed it to, you know, thousands and thousands of worms. And we have a huge kind of, what would you call that, a container, I guess, that is a flow-through type of process where the typical worms that we use are top feeders. So that means that they, you know, move towards the top of the surface and feed from there.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that our containers, these big flow-through machines work, is we feed the new, you know, kind of composted food scraps on the top. They come up to eat, and then, of course, you know, every, you know, whatever our process is, every, you know, twice a week, we feed more to the top. It gets processed, and as it gets processed, the worm castings move down. That takes months.
Mm-hmm.
So from the day that we pick up, you know, broccoli stalks and lettuce heads, to the day that we harvest the worm castings is probably about a 3-4 month process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a constant, you know, flowing method for us. But by the time we get to that point, we have a fully, you know, kind of a fully baked worm castings with all the minerals and nutrients in the form. And the reason we put the minerals and nutrients ahead of time during the composting process is because it'll become part of that mixture, and then when the worms feed on it, You know, the worms add a whole bunch of, you know, great enzymes and things like that to it, but they all get fused together, so it's not in a, it's in a nice form that we can then use for our products. So it's quite a process.
So quite and, a process, you know, and a process that requires time as well. It's not and that's the thing is that it's again, that's how organic works. It's not one of those things that it's an instant. We're just going to zap this batch of chemicals in this bucket and bang, there you go. It's a process. Mother Nature has always done it this way, and you know, it takes time, and that's why Mother Nature is able to grow the most healthiest gardens all on her own without any help from us.
That's absolutely right. In fact, that's on social media. I've even tweeted that around. You know, all we've done. I said, why should we change anything that Mother Nature has already figured out and perfected? All we're doing is putting a modern touch on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had lots of people like I think sometimes as horticulturists, and we can be a little bit opinionated, and I've dealt with so many of them that have it's got to be done this way or that way. And when they're speaking to people, we have a lot of master gardeners and stuff that will come in on the weekends. I work at a garden center as a garden consultant on the weekends, and you know, they'll go over and they'll ask questions to these folks, and they just start to spit out stuff that's really technical or too over the top for people to understand. And I think this is where people, when it comes to composting, like, it's really not hard to do.
Right.
There's a couple of rules, but you look at what Mother Nature does, and she's been fertilizing her forest for years, and since the beginning of time, really, and without a single help from us. And it's just a natural process that occurs. So you don't really need to be that technical about it. It really is just a matter of layering stuff just like she does. And Mother Nature takes care of it.
Absolutely. There is a saying, compost happens, you know, so it'll happen whether you're doing it or not. Now, of course, depending on your living situation, you know, if you have you're living on half an acre, leaving compost unregulated and without any technical skills to it could be kind of a smelly process. You know, there could be different things that would happen. It would still happen, but it might take longer.
Right.
So there's different aspects to that. So I think that's where it comes in, you know, because we're in a city, so we talk to a lot of people and say, we tried composting and it smells, and I got raccoons in my compost. And then if you add the food waste, it's just a whole other kind of level of the icky stuff, you know. So we completely understand that, you know, but I give people advice on how they could do it. In general, it will happen on its own.
It will happen on its own. But, you know, now that you guys have had, you've created this product and stuff like that, one of the things that I really admired when I was reading the backstory for you guys there was how you really made sure that you were staying local with all of your, and in, you know, products that were made in the U.S., for your packaging. I mean, you've really made sure that you've done everything to minimize your footprint.
Absolutely. It's the core of our mission, right? I mean, the core of our mission is to do something environmental. Aside from the amazing products and aside from obviously, growing our company, the core has always been about the environment. So I was not about to start picking up food waste, converting it to this, you know, amazing plant food that we have, and then have these amazing products and start selling them all over the country, and actually all over the world because we do ship internationally, and start putting these stuff in non-eco-friendly containers. It was a very big thing in the beginning. It took a while to figure out how we were going to package this and package it properly, and also the footprint of the packaging. You know, our bloom bucks are in a tube that we measured and wanted to make sure there wasn't any extra space or any extra waste of paper just to make that tube. We actually have the instructions for how to plant bloom bucks so it's two tubes actually. It's one tube that the bucks are in, and then the outer tube that closes out. So on the inner tube, you have all the directions, so there's no extra piece of paper to write directions. Mm-hmm. And it's made from recycled paperboard, and it's printed with soy inks. So, and you know, it takes an effort. You know, I'm not going to say that I couldn't do these things cheaper if I thought of other methods. A lot of companies take, the thing is most companies create you know, their mission statement and their things all about profits and all that stuff. And yes, that's important, obviously, but in, you know, at the core of our company is to stay really environmental about the way we do things and, you know, limit our carbon footprint to the extent we can. You know, there's certain things we just can't do yet. Like, for instance, you know, I'd love to be on an electric truck, you know, but that's just not feasible at the moment. But, you know, every chance we get, we do more and more things like that, you know, and try to be cleaner and cleaner. But those
that's
are all
great.
Things we chose straight out of the gates. It's, you know, it was a higher cost to us, but we just felt good about it, you know. And,
the ROI on that is a cleaner environment, and I think that's everybody can profit from that. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, I want you to tell us a little bit more about all the different products that you have available.
Okay.
So be right back.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on NaturesChannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at Sewindipity.com.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on natureschannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at sewindipity.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Stephen Devlow. Did I say it right?
Yes, that's pretty good.
I did. Excellent. Yeah. Okay, I've got one of those funny last names too. It's Levis, but it's spelled like Levi. So I always know.
Oh yeah.
Right. Hello,
so people
Mrs.
think you're
Levi's.
Famous.
Not the jeans. So we're talking today about vermiculture, and he's got a great product or line of products actually that uses this science into an organic fertilizer that is now available. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit more now about what products you actually have available. You were starting to speak about the Bloom Pucks. What are Bloom Pucks? What exactly is that for?
So Bloom Pucks was the first product I came up with. And, you know, I had over the years, I had seen some small little companies come up with seed balls. Have you heard of seed balls?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. So seed balls, you know, it's sort of a clay mixture with seeds, and the whole point being that you throw it out into a particular environment with native seeds, and you know, when everything is, you know, appropriately right for that seed ball, things will start germinating. You know, I started testing around with those, and I realized a lot of those don't really work.
No.
It's, you know, sort of 60-70% clay, and clay takes a long time to whittle down, and it sucks up a lot of moisture. You know, I was looking around, and I was like, you know, I like the concept of this, right, to be able to plant something and have it grow, but it can't be a seed ball, because seed balls, I don't want to wait 2 years for something to grow, if it grows at all. So I thought to myself, you know, this took a lot of experimenting, but basically I came up with the concept of bloom pucks, and that's essentially a mixture of the very pure worm castings that we create, along with some other things that we add to it, you know, and it's more for the environment of having that seed grow properly and immediately in soil, mm-hmm. As well as particular seeds. So, for instance, we have 5 different lines. We have an organic herbal line where you get 9 bloom pucks in a tube, 3 basil, 3 parsley, 3 dill, and essentially all you need to do now is push that bloom puck with your thumb. You don't have to get a trowel. You don't have to dig a hole. You don't have to put it in there. You have to literally just push it into the soil, either in a container or out in your garden in a sunny spot, and water it. The seeds inside will germinate, and we don't stuff them with 1,000 seeds like seed balls. We came down to a formula. It's actually only a handful of seeds, depending on the product. Some of them only have 2 seeds because it's that good. I mean, the germinations are really high.
Excellent.
And when you push it in and you water it, each seed germinates and grows into a fully mature plant. So, you know, we grew 2-foot basil plants from 1 bloom puck. So, and what's nice about it is it also breaks down over time and feeds all those amazing organic nutrients we have in our worm castings, which are over 50% of the bloom puck, and it feeds that to that plant for the entire season, so you don't have to sit around and figure out how to fertilize it anymore. And it's worked tremendously well. We've got an organic herbal line. We have a zinnia cutting flower garden with zinnias. That one's actually special because we color code the pucks, and so you have a short yellow zinnia and a mid-level orange one and then a tall purple one. And we actually give a layout on the tube so they can have a 9-square-foot garden of zinnias, all multi-tiered and multicolored. So,
I love that.
We just posted a picture on Instagram, I believe, with showing the tiered effect, and people went crazy over it. I don't think they kind of really understood what we meant by design. So it's an instant design, basically, because you have 3 short yellow flowers in the front, 3 feet of row, and then orange, you know, kind of a foot above that, and then 2 feet above that is purple. So you have this really cool effect. So you have that with the zinnias. We have the same concept with giant sunflowers, and then we have wildflower types for kind of attracting the bees and pollinators and doing something about our monarch butterflies, because that's a whole other environmental issue that people are unaware of. We're losing our bees, mostly to pesticides. You know, a lot of the industry is fighting that and saying, no, that's not true, but it is true.
It's totally true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a certain, you know, there's a neonicotinoid that's in pesticides that's killing the bees.
Yeah, I did a whole show on that. And, you know, what's really confusing, too, is that, you know, customers will go to their garden centers and they're actually buying products that have been treated. They're buying things for the bees and the butterflies, and they're bringing them home, and these plants have been treated. We know that these are persistent pesticides that can stay in the plant DNA up to 3 years. And you're bringing these plants home, putting it in your garden, thinking you're doing something for Mother Nature, but you're actually feeding them toxic pollen. So it's
you're
it's
actually
very
making
frustrating.
It worse. Yeah, it's and most people don't even know it. It's terrible.
No, they don't.
So
and then you know, a lot of people feel ripped off too when they figure that out. You know, they're trying to do the right thing and they really aren't.
Right.
So it's great to have products like what you guys are doing that you can say is guaranteed neonic free.
Yeah. Exactly, and it's completely eco-friendly. Everything we make is, you know, at the time I had my daughter that was born. She's, she's 4 now. But, you know, and I have dogs and things like that, and I wanted to make something that was pet safe, child safe, it's environmentally safe, and, you know, if you accidentally leave your tube of bloom pucks lying around and your dog eats half of them, you're not going to the vet, you know. There's nothing unsafe in any of the products that we make. It might be like almost like a vitamin boost because, you know, there's calcium and magnesium and all kinds of stuff in there. So,
funny.
So, you know, we created that and, it was, you know, it took off really well, and people actually, you know, customers of the Bloom Pucks came up to us and said, I love this. This is fantastic. By the way, Do you have the pure nutrient stuff that's in here and that's making this bloombox grow so amazingly? Like, do you get, like, I also have stuff at home. I have my own gardens, you know, I have my own flowers and houseplants and things like that. Do you have any standalone products with just the pure worm castings that you guys create? And we said no at the time, and we got back to work, and I think within a month we figured out how to come up with that product, and so we came up with Earth Pods. And Earth Pods is special. We took a little extra time to figure that out instead of, you know, sending bags around, which, you know, still confuses people. You know, send around. It's nice if you're doing, you know, big bulk work in the yard to buy a 50-pound bag of, you know, compost and things like that. But for general, most gardeners that have some houseplants and some cut flowers and, you know, things like that, and even in urban settings, smaller plots, you need something that's just really easy. No measuring. Mm-hmm. So we came up with Earth Pods, and it's basically a dissolvable capsule that's filled with our nutrients, very refined. So for that capsule, we had to refine our end product even more in order to get it into that little capsule, and we had to also figure out how to get the moisture levels appropriate because the capsules kept melting. So that
right,
was a process
of course.
On its own. So we figured that out. So essentially, you take an Earth Pod, and if you have houseplants or flower containers, all you have to do is literally just push the capsule into the soil, you know, near the roots. And when you water it, it breaks down within minutes, and all those nutrients are right there near the root zone, all ready to infuse all your plants and flowers with the amazing, you know, nutrients that worms create. And what what's nice about it, it's all-purpose. It's a very well-balanced formula. And you can also even drop it in a, you know, if you like cut flowers, you like, you know, your husband comes home with a nice $50 bouquet of roses for Valentine's Day, and you put it in a vase instead of using, you know, the white powdery stuff, which is basically just an antibiotic. It basically kills it. Our products do the opposite. You know, the little powder kills all the bacteria so your flowers can stay. Ours actually adds beneficial bacteria. So when you cut your stems and put it in there, it infuses it with nutrients, and it actually keeps it, the flower became nice and vibrant.
Wow.
And
we tested this out.
Yeah,
like you can
works
use it
really well.
Now, if I was to use this in my house plants, or like how many times would, like how long would it last? Is it something that I would do monthly?
Yes. So, you know, it really depends. People kind of test around. You know, what we tell people is we've brought back plants from the dead. I mean, so many. It's just unbelievable. We brought house plants outside a little bit too early in Maine. They got frostbitten, and it was literally at the point where normally you would just throw this plant out. And so in that type of scenario, in just extreme sort of shock, you would push a few in. And then I tell people, make an extract as well. So you put it in a little tea satchel, which we have, and you steep it in the water, and then you use those nutrients to water the plant. And when you do that, it works tremendously well. So we have directions, you know, in the satchel, you know, depending on the size of the plant and all those things. But, you know, you can easily push it into the soil. You can drop it in a vase, or you can make an extract out of it. So it's very, very multi-purpose, and you can use it on everything. I mean, tomatoes love it. But, you know, herbs love Earth Pods, flowers, houseplants, orchids. They work tremendously well on orchids. It's something we haven't marketed. I feel like there's a market there because people kill so many orchids out there. It's their favorite.
Yeah, and people are always looking for that synthetic orchid food all the time. So.
I know, exactly. So it works really well on all those things. And actually, you know, we made it even easier. We came up with a third product, literally launched it this week, that is actually, it's a worm castings composty recipe bags. So all people have to do if they want to just water their plants and not go crazy is take one of these little packets, throw it in the water, let it sit, you know, for 12 to 24 hours, just stir and water as usual, and you're getting all those amazing minerals and micronutrients while you're watering to all your plants. So
and it's not blue.
And it's not blue, and it doesn't stain your fingers for 7 days.
And it's not blue. It's funny. You know, this is you were absolutely right when you were saying earlier that we've actually taken what was already basically our inherent knowledge from generations past to generations for growing our own food and plants and stuff like that. And we threw it all out the window when we became a very industrialized nation and everything became
right.
So instant. And we're kind of having a we're revisiting all of those old knowledges now. I know that I have to laugh with the idea that I have to go, you know, when I'm buying vegetables, it's organic, non-GMO. And I don't understand why all those prerequisite words are behind something that's
right.
natural when it should be really in front of all the ones that are, these are poison, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah, I was just having that conversation with my wife last night. I was like, it's unbelievable how, you know, even, you know, by the way, even for companies like myself to get ordained organic, the amount of hurdles we have to jump through and the amount of money we have to spend, it's insane. The standard should be, this is good for you, you know, and then the substandard should be labeled poison, you know, or labeled
right.
genetically modified, or labeled, you know, eat at your own risk, not the other way around.
I know. It's a very political thing.
Society has a long way to go.
It is. We have a long ways to go, but I think we're getting there, and companies like yours are doing exactly that. So let's take a quick break, and then when we get back, I want to figure out where people can find these products, Stephen. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on NaturesChannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at sewindipity.com.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to Sewindipity with Shelley Levis on natureschannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at sewindipity.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Stephen Devlo. I'm never going to
say
it right. Devlo of Earthworm Technologies. I've actually really enjoyed this show, Stephen, because it's very interesting how you've taken a product, and I can hear your passion behind what you do and all of the steps that you have done to create this product. So I think it's been something that I really, really hope goes big for you. And I really hope that when I go shopping at Home Depot, I see this product sitting there instead of the magic bottles that'll make my plants grow really super huge. I saw this thing on Pinterest and it almost lost my mind. And I mean, you might have even seen it too. And this woman had like ammonia and like soap and all this weird stuff that she had concocted. And the subheading to it was, this will make your, it's like your plants being on steroids. And I'm just like, don't want plants on steroids. We just want them to be normal. And it was just, oh my goodness, that just, my mind off. I think my head almost blew off when I saw that this, and the pins that she was getting, and this is what's going out there, is this education for people that is coming from somebody who has no business telling people to put this kind of chemical into their ground. So
Sorry. I was telling people in general that, you know, it's, if you really, if you're truly a gardener, you know, then it's, yes, of course you want to grow beautiful herbs and vegetables and flowers and all those things, but you want to do it in a healthy, environmentally friendly way. I don't know any real gardeners that would, you know, want to do it any other way. So to come up with these, you know, kind of, I don't know, concocted ways of doing things in the garden, it just makes no sense. You're going to kill everything around you. And I think if people just took the time, you know, if it's, you know, just one thing that you read, it's read a little bit more about soil biology, because once you understand how plants grow, how they germinate and how they grow, you know, because all these other chemical products that we buy, the conventional fertilizers, the NPKs and the nitrogen and things like that, people have been brainwashed to think that that's all we need to look at. And if you remember from high school biology and chemistry, there is a whole element, chart of elements out there which, you know, that plants do need. It's not just about NPK. We just, I guess they're not all chemicals, but the conventional fertilizer industry has concentrated on, you know, they know they can get a lot of pop out of, you know, can get a lot of leaf growth out of nitrogen and can get a lot of flowers out of phosphorus, and they've really just started to pump that up, you know, into like a super steroid. Now people just don't know any different. And so once you know really the ins and outs, and you don't have to be a microbiologist, but if you just read some, there's some very good articles out there about how plants actually grow and what they need for their roots, it just changes your whole world. And that's really the crux of everything we create, because when I go around and talk to people, I say, we're not feeding the plant, we're feeding the soil. And when you feed the soil, that's the base for everything. When you feed the soil, you feed everything else. It's the same thing with us. If you put junk food in your body, will you live? Yes, you'll live, but you might not have a good quality of life. And if you eat nice, healthy things, you will live and have a good quality of life. You know, so I don't think you would have a baby born and start feeding them junk food and hoping they're going to be a nice, healthy, you know, child growing into an adult. It's the same thing with plants in your gardens.
And you certainly wouldn't, you wouldn't feed your child something that would make them grow really fast.
right. At the expense of having a young life, you know.
Right. No, like,
so,
you wouldn't,
like,
do that.
Grow really fast, you know, grow really fast and you know, be like James Dean, right? Like rise to the top and in a big bang and then you're gone. That's not ideal.
No. So now people listening in, where can they find these products right now? Where are they available?
So all our products are available on our shop online, on our website. We have a fully secured website. We take PayPal and credit cards. I recommend people to come to our website to order, because we have, and sign up for our newsletter, because we are constantly sharing the love, and especially with first timers, we tend to add little extra presents in their packages, and we also, you know, we send out little extra emails whenever we write an organic gardening article, we send out lots of discounts. But everything is sold through our website. We have really, you know, kind of all the technicalities we've used to produce our products and to be, you know, very eco-friendly. We also took into thinking about shipping and getting it to people on time. So we ship fast. We almost always we ship as soon as we get the order. I mean, we have this down to a science. Sometimes there's a hiccup, but we try to be really, really fast. So everything is available on earthwormtechnology.com.
Okay.
And, you know, the whole shop is there. We also have an organic gardening blog on the site, which I actually blog directly. And I actually, you know, that's been sort of on hiatus, I have to say, because we've been so busy, but I have 50 articles, literally, topics that I'm ready to write, and I have 3 articles almost ready to go to be posted. So I will also be doing a series on composting to help people out with how to compost properly, as well as vermicomposting. And I will be writing lots of articles on how to use our products effectively in your garden, as well as things like how to take care of your orchids and things like that. So definitely come to the website. We have tons of product reviews. You know, people actually think we filter these out, but it's not true. We have all 5-star reviews for our products. That's
excellent.
The average, 5 stars, nothing less.
Excellent.
We haven't filtered anything out. People won't believe us, but you know, when you use the product, you'll see. And there's a photo gallery and all kinds of fun things on our website.
Well,
we're also
excellent.
on social media, as you know, we're all over social media. We love interacting. I tweet directly, so people can always reach out to me directly as a CEO if they have any issues or they have questions. I'd love to give gardening tips. So on Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest and Instagram, it's Earthworm Tech. So it's EARTHWORMTEC, Earthworm Tech. On YouTube, it's also Earthworm Tech. And on Google Plus, it's Earthworm Technology. So we have lots of cool things on social media that people should definitely check out.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I really appreciate having you on the show today. You know, we're at that point where we're at the end. We talk so much, and we could talk a whole another hour. We could easily do it. Stephen, it's been such a pleasure. I love what you're doing, and I really encourage people to go visit your website and get on board and get your products into their gardens too. Thank you so much for your time today, and I'll see you in the social media places that we always seem to find each other. Okay.
Absolutely, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. So, I hope everybody really enjoyed our show today. We had, Earthworm Technologies. Go check out his website. Get his products into your garden. I know for myself that I'm immediately going to be doing this because I love the idea of those plugs that he has that feeds and has many multiple purposes. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And remember, when it comes to plants, think outside the pot. Thank you so much, folks. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Sowindipity on naturechannel.fm. Visit sowindipity.com and join our free email list for updates on shows, links to fun DIY projects, and helpful tips to help your garden grow. See you next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, gardening is easy. Gardening is fun.